Welcome to the Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. I'm Chris Spedding. I want to talk now about jazz and the influence that jazz has had on my life, musical life. So when I started, I was inspired by rock and roll, and then when I went to guitar lessons, I was influenced by my teacher, Len Stewart, to listen to jazz. So that's where my jazz, my introduction to jazz came. I would listen to all these people, and then I became more interested in jazz than pop music for a while. So there was a while there that I didn't listen to any pop music, and I thought pop music was sort of childish, and you know, and I was a bit of a snob about it. And I just used to buy records by Cal Farlow and Barney Kessel and Jim Hall, people like that, and Grant Green was another one I liked, Kenny Burrell. So, and I had the group with Frank Ricotti, which was my little attempt at playing jazz, but I wasn't totally wrapped up in it, I guess, because I was still played jazz a little bit like a rock and roller. But I kind of grew out of it in the mid-60s when the Beatles started putting out stuff like Rubber Soul and Revolver and Sgt. Pepper. I started getting back into rock and roll. Because rock and roll was more interesting then than jazz. And then when the jazz fusion thing started, a little bit after that, I found that I was attracted to that because I knew a little bit about both musics. I only knew a little bit about rock and roll and knew a little bit about jazz. And there weren't very many guitar players around at that time that knew a little bit about both those types of music. And I was able to play with jazz musicians like in Nucleus that were all jazz musicians except me. And I was the rock and roll guy, and they needed that rock and roll element to make it work as fusion. And I was glad to supply that. And I was able to play with them because I knew how jazz musicians thought. So that was how I came to do that. And you're right, I do like that first Nucleus album, and I think Carl Jenkins' writing is very good. He was able to write very complicated looking pieces of music that sounded very simple, and that's quite a difficult thing to do, and it's difficult to play, but not as difficult as you would think, actually, because they just were very good pieces of music, and most good pieces of music are fairly simple to play, actually, if you play them properly. So I was interested to work with Carl, and I think I probably did some of my best jazz playing with that band. At the same time, of course, I was doing lots of rock and roll sessions and doing my own first albums like Backup Progression. So when I was doing that, I was kind of the rock and roll part of the jazz fusion. So I was still really playing rock and roll guitar, but with jazz musicians. And the reason I was able to do that was because of my period in my teens when I was listening to a lot of jazz. So is that? I think that explains my affinity with jazz, such as it is. You know, I mean, I still listen to jazz. I still love people like John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and Miles Davis, and all that sort of stuff. I still go back and listen to those records from time to time.